This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined tonight by the novelist Madeline Miller. After earning an advanced degree in Latin and Ancient Greek from Brown University, Madeline turned to fiction, writing the story of a classical hero in her 2012 book, Song of Achilles. The book won an Orange Prize, an international literary award. And now she's written the story of Circe, a mythological daughter of the sun god Helios. Welcome, Madeline.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit, just the basics. Who is Circe and why did you choose to write a book about her?
Circe first appears in Homer's Odyssey, and she's most famous for turning Odysseus's men to pigs. He lands on her island when he and his men are in really bad shape. They've left Troy. They've been wandering for 2 years, desperate to get back home to Odysseus's island of Ithaca. And when they arrive on her island, Odysseus has lost 11 of his 12 ships and all the men on them. So it's kind of a critical juncture in the narrative. And she shows up. She turns his men to pigs. Odysseus and she come to an understanding and she turns them back. Then she ends up helping him and he stays with her for a year and she helps him and then sends him on his way with a lot of really good advice. But usually the part about her helping him and giving him good advice is not what people remember. They just remember the pigs. I don't blame them. that is definitely the most memorable part. One of the things that I think drew me to this character was the fact that I think she has been really unfairly vilified in popular culture, that over the years, every representation of her is kind of worse and worse. She's seen as the black widow spider, the temptress, the evil witch. And really, she's a much more complex character than that in Homer. And so part of what I was looking to do was bring out that complexity, you know, move beyond the pigs, and also ask the question, well, why is she turning men to pigs in the first place?
Your book opens with her as a child, and I think a lot of her sort of psychological inner life is informed by what happens to her when she's this sort of young nymph in her father's palace.
Yes. You know, we think of gods oftentimes as being, you know, all-powerful and frightening. But the ancient Greek gods were incredibly hierarchical. And so, you know, if you were Zeus or Helios or Athena or one of the major gods, then, you know, life was pretty great and you got to do almost exactly what you wanted. But if you were a nymph, as Circe is born, you were just a pawn in the larger gods' design. And usually you were prey as well. You know, nymphs were passed around, they were assaulted, they were raped. They were handed to people in marriage that they didn't want to marry. And so part of what I was interested in exploring is sort of, yes, she's a goddess, but she basically has no power. And she is born into this very disturbing, kind of abusive family situation. And a lot of the novel is her sort of trying to get out of that. And what's the cost of leaving a home like that? So I absolutely wanted to dig into the psychological background. And part of what was fascinating to me is that going beyond the pigs, she actually has this whole backstory that has absolutely nothing to do with Odysseus. She is the daughter of the sun god Helios. She's the aunt of the Minotaur, which is, you know, a fascinating detour in her history. She is cousin to Prometheus. She's also aunt to the witch Medea. So she has this whole story that is just completely outside the bounds of the Odyssey. And that was part of what I wanted to explore and why I started so young.
I think that you managed to infuse this grandiose sense of time and space and the sort of gaudiness of the characters. It's all oversized. And yet inside of it, there's a sort of very human psychological element that makes Circe really relatable.
In that, I was really just taking my cue from the ancient epics. I mean, the Odyssey is filled with gods and monsters and shipwrecks and huge dramatic things. But at its core, it's the story of an exhausted veteran trying to get home after a war and see his family again. And so inside all these wonderful ancient myths, there is that human core. And so I wanted to have both pieces. I wanted to make sure I had both those pieces, the epic adventure, and women are not traditionally at the center of epics, so that was important to me, but also the human three-dimensional psychological heart.
I'm glad that you made that comment about women not traditionally being at the center, because that opens the door for me to ask you what role a sort of feminist angle or edge you bring to this retelling and how that has enabled you to carve out a very different kind of story that talks back to some of the traditions that you're drawing from.
In the Odyssey, Circe is just a cameo in Odysseus's journey, and she initially is an obstacle that he, on his heroic journey, has to overcome, and then she becomes kind of a reward or a helper to him, and he gets to sleep with her, and, you know, then he gets to brag and tell everybody he slept with a goddess. So she is very much secondary. Everything about her serves his plot, and I really wanted to reverse that, and he's just a cameo now in her story. She's in kind of 2+ books of the Odyssey, so he's in 2+ chapters of the novel.
Ooh.
And I did that very deliberately. part of what I wanted to do is the women in ancient Greek mythology are often very black and white. They're either, you know, these virtuous saints who usually die at the end of the story, or they're these horrendous bloody villains who also often die at the end of the story. Or they're just ciphers. They're just blanks. You know, they're so-and-so's mother, so-and-so's child, but they don't really get any distinguishing features. So what I wanted to do is, there are so many fabulous female characters whose stories touch Circe, and I wanted to make sure that they were getting the full three-dimensional treatment that the men of Greek mythology have gotten by right. When we talk about ancient Greek heroes like Achilles and Odysseus, I think sometimes we think of the word hero in the modern sense, meaning a positive moral exemplar. But Achilles and Odysseus make horrendous mistakes. They are filled with faults as well as strengths. And so part of what I wanted to do with the women in this story is to give them that same complexity. You know, Circe makes terrible mistakes and then she has to live with the consequences, but she also has wonderful strengths. So I do see it as a feminist piece, but I also think that that should just be normal, giving women a full three-dimensional life.
Hermes is a major character. You also sort of revisit Penelope and give her that sort of three-dimensional treatment you were talking about. And I wondered if it was hard to sort of decide what to put in and what to keep out whenever it seems like it's such a panorama of adventure and characters and plot and destiny. Was it hard to sort of negotiate and order all of those ingredients?
I think the ordering was actually some of the trickiest part. I knew pretty much from the beginning that I absolutely, if you have the opportunity to write about Penelope, I mean, always take it. The Minotaur, again, I mean, the opportunity to write a Minotaur birth scene is basically, I feel like, living the author's dream. So it wasn't so hard deciding what to include, but more building Circe's arc, because that's really the important thing with both this and with Song of Achilles, is not so much what happens at the end, although I think this ending is a little bit more of a surprise because I am pushing back against the myth a little bit. But it's really about the journey and how the character gets there and how they develop over time. And Circe really undergoes a complete sea change from who she is at the beginning to the end. And so I needed to make sure that each of the events that happened to her are leading towards the ending that I had in mind in just the right way. So that took a little bit of massaging, but once I sort of had it, you're just waiting as an author for what feels right emotionally, and then everything clicked into place. Originally, I wasn't sure, you know, should Medea come first, should the Minotaur come first, but I found an order that I felt flowed really well for the story I wanted to tell.
Well, Madeline, thank you so much for coming and sharing a little bit about your new book.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've been talking with Madeline Miller, author of the new book, Circe. More information on this title can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.